I kept these things then, and pondered them in my heart. You cannot now wonder, continued my master, that when you rose upon me so unexpectedly last night, I had difficulty in believing you any other than a mere voice and vision, something that would melt to silence and annihilation, as the midnight whisper and mountain echo had melted before. Now, I thank God, I knew it to be otherwise. Yes, I thank God. He put me off his knee, rose, and reverently lifting his hat from his brow, and bending his sightless eyes to the earth, he stood in mute devotion. Only the last words of the worship were audible. I thank my Maker that in the midst of judgment he has remembered mercy. I humbly entreat my Redeemer to give me strength to lead henceforth a purer life than I have done hitherto. Then he stretched his hand out to be led. I took that dear hand, held it a moment to my lips, and then let it pass round my shoulder. Being so much lower of stature than he, I served both for his prop and guide. We entered the wood, and wended homeward.